A lot of stuff should be eliminated.
Do you remember the story I made for it? Because sometimes I make little stories here. The story goes like this. You are a wealthy man, okay? Everything is okay. You are having fun and you are planning to go to a trip. And just because you are comfortable, you are planning to buy some stuff while visiting other countries and bring it home. What is the first thing you should do? Do you want me to explain again? You're comfortable, everything is okay, you're going for a long, long trip, and you want to buy a lot of stuff. The first thing you should do is to get rid of some stuff in your house and make space. Because you are full. Do you remember that? We talked about it. You're full. Of course, you're full in a small tiny pot from the droplet of rain. That's what you are. Do you remember the body with some droplets will be full? That's how full you are. You should throw it away. The last thing he said about the jar and the man and the woman was the stone, break them all. Because you're none of them. All of that is the ego. Right? So, you're going to be polished. Polishing is painful. And you should be ready for it. Better you want to be normally. Better you want it to be. More you should pay. As simple as that. You pay something to get something. Then we arrive to the third story, he said. And there is something here which I should remind you strongly and harshly. And you need this harshness. Why? Because the point I'm going to make is sharp. And you don't like it. Which part of you doesn't like it? The other part of you, real you doesn't exist. We are leading the intelligent one there. I'm talking to your intelligence. Of course, Rumi with the poetry and melody and all that, we tried to touch somewhere else. And we went through that. But in general, we talked about some simple, harsh truth. We said, listen. Your intelligence is in love with the gray area. Because that's the playground of intelligence. Right or wrong? Let's go back. Let's go in the jungle. Whenever we want to understand intelligence, we have to go back in the time of real intelligence and nothing else. It's jungle. Right? In jungle, let's talk about a living creature. You name it. It doesn't matter. This living creature could go wherever it wants. If this is a prey and predator is sitting up there, this one should go underground. Cannot come out, right? Then what? We'll go underground and we'll die out of hunger because the predator is there? No. There are some gray area underneath some branches that you could take the little risk but have a bite. Then sneak away. Right? So which part the intelligence is looking at? The no. There's no. Where is the gray area? Where is that? There is no, of course, coming out of your den is dangerous. But could you remain there forever? What do? A little bit there. And when you're looking out,
Oh, the prettiness of the... You go back half an hour, cleaned it in, all that, another one. Now, it's not visible. So this is the grey area, because you don't know if it is sitting at the top of your den or not. And there is no way to know it. Yes, it's right, you smell all of that. But you are looking for the grey area to take your chance, right? This attitude, which was in that living creatures we didn't name, is you. This animal is it, right? Grey area. The problem is, we are going somewhere with no grey area. Over there something either is 100% or is not 100%.
Do you remember? We are talking, this is the book of love. And love has no grey area.
Oh, I don't know, I'm not sure if I love it or not. This is stupid. Doesn't exist. This is intelligence talking about the grey area. It looks greyish, blah, blah, blah. For us, no.
It's light or darkness. It's love. Well, it's not, because it doesn't even have the opposite. We say it's empty or it's full of love. It's empty or full of particles of light, right? Is there any darkness? No. It's that way, because it's the highest level. It's the outer limit, which is completely different, is opposite of whatever is here. This is where we are going. So your intelligence should understand that from this point on, no grey area. You are either blind or you see. If you have some blur images, nonsense. That doesn't count. It's not that my attraction and my locking is a piece of love. It's not. It could be exactly the opposite. So understand this. And he talked about it very harsh. Do you remember the story? Story of the wolf who thought, okay, there's the lion. And there's that silly sugar or whatever. And I'm in between. There is no in between. What is between non-love and love? Half-love? There is no such stuff. So remember this, because we will talk about it. This was the story, right? How did he say it? Because there are two stuff. There are so many different ways to try to understand this, and I always try to remind everybody that. Don't think that if I talk like this about it, this is it. It's not. It cannot be. It's multidimensional, okay? And you could look at it differently. Once I come to the stories, later you will say, I let go of the stories because there is no story. When should I do that? Let's say I do this. Okay, I confess to you that there are times that I let go of the story. When do I do that? You have been there, but you haven't noticed. Why? Because I'm listening more carefully. Rumi will say, let go of the story. When that first time I got it, he's mentioning that. Let go of the story. Look at something else. Is there anything else? Of course there is. You know who divided these stories? Who made these stories the topic? Do you know? Oh, I'm talking about it and now you know about it. Who invented this? Don't you know?
Anyone? My goodness. I did. This is my invention and other people didn't like it. I divided it into these stories because of something else. And I have divided it differently and differently and differently several times. Because there are times that I'm looking for one explanation of something and I will find it. There are times that I'm looking at the line of the meaning here. And all this stuff. Anyhow, I don't believe firmly in these stories and stuff. There are two other categories that I could believe better. Because Rumi did it. First was six books. He made it six books, not one book. You could have called it one book. Made it six. Because there are seven stages. The first one, you're here. The rest is explained. There is another kind of looking at it. What is it? Do you know? Paragraphs. Rumi made paragraphs. And if you haven't noticed it, it could skip you. Because he doesn't say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because there is no such a thing. He says the story of the goldsmith. How the wife of the goldsmith didn't understand the goldsmith. A parable. The story of a silly man going back to the goldsmith. This is how it talks, right? And it's not very strange because it looks like a silly old man who is talking and forgetting what he was talking about and going from branch to branch. This I gave it to you because I received it from a master. I had a master. He was Marxist-Leninist. He was an extreme logical person. And he believed that Rumi was a very good fellow, but he was a little bit silly. Because he talks about this story without finishing this. We'll go something else. We'll come back and finish it. Finish this first and do that, because to him it was like that. It made sense to him like that, and it made a good sense. But he was looking at it from like looking to a lovely space from the crack of the wall, seeing everything sharp, but not everything. Anyhow, it looks like that, right? But if you pay attention to it, now I brought your attention, you will see it, that the guy is doing this in a very silly way. Then I have to say, this is a sloppy, silly fellow. And how could I say that? Because this is a professional teacher. You know, what is the difference? In one story, for example, the story that now I'm playing with, you will see that he starts the first paragraph with 17 verses. Second one, 14. Second one, the third one, 13. Then 37. Then three verses only. Then six. Then 114 verses. Why does he do that? Except if he means these are little bricks. You should find something to go from this, there. Don't worry if it is long or short, because in some of them, I'm narrating the silly story. Remember? When I'm talking nonsense, I want to say somebody went to Egypt. I cannot say whatever I want in this. Therefore, I say, and over there, because normally in that time everything was dry, he was thirsty, because I want to talk about thirst and I want to emphasize it. So I make up some in that moment was like this, like that, actions, which are not what I want to say. Because I